Now, for those listeners who don't know David Farrier, he's a journalist on TV3 on the Newsworthy program that features late at night. He's come over to Waiheke a few times and been less than impressed with our beautiful island, and he used his platform on TV3 to take a few swipes at us or at some of the people here anyway, because he's received a fair amount of abuse for his views. When Jeremy Clarkson this week slagged Waiheke off as well, David Farrier saw it as another opportunity to get into us over here. So I gave him a call to find out exactly why he hates this place.
So I just wanted to get a little bit of a sense of why you hate Waiheke so much still. I mean, you called it a demon island, terrible, a place to maroon all the worst Aucklanders. I just was, you know, what is it about Waiheke that's so terrible?
I think Waiheke is just this place that everyone talks up so much. So when I eventually made it there, I was just expecting it to be the most amazing place ever. And it's got some good points, but I also think it's one of the most incredibly overrated places in New Zealand. And I suppose as I looked more into the island, it just irritated me more and more.
In what ways? What was so annoying about it? The people, the scenery,
I think I'm a city dweller, and when I get on social media, often a lot of the photos I see of there in Waiheke are just people at wineries. They're taking selfies. The wine glasses are full. They're often choppering in from somewhere, and I think sort of those sort of people that I sort of see turning up, it just makes me think there's got to be somewhere better than this.
What were you expecting from Waiheke when you sort of, you know, read all these reviews that it was such a wonderful place and all the rest of it? What were you really looking for?
Well, I don't know. I guess I was expecting something just so amazing that I'd just be completely blown away. But to me, I suppose, it just seems like a place with Hamilton, really. You've got, you know, it's fine. Like, you've got your cafes, you've got some places you can go for a drink, you've got some nice scenery. But the way I was being talked up, I just assume that I'll be completely blown away by the place. But I just think it's so... I just think it's overrated.
Right, right. I mean, it's got to be better than Hamilton. We've got beaches here, we've got, you know, a bit of ecotourism, we've got, you know, I'm pretty sure our coffee's far better than Hamilton.
Yeah, I got to say, the environment there, the natural environment, it is pretty beautiful. There's some, the beaches are great. So some rolling hills and some forest and, you know, some beautiful wildlife as well.
Did you manage to get out amongst that sort of side of things?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a wander. I think what it must come down to for me, I suppose, is just it's got to be the people, because I guess you've got, obviously not, you've got the old timers that have been there forever, and a lot of, some of them are my friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've probably got least of a problem with them. But then, so I guess it's mainly the party crowd that heads over there mm-hmm. every weekend just to get drunk, you know. There's that crowd. But then I suppose once I started writing about sort of my theory that Waiheke's where they maroon all the worst Aucklanders, is kind of the crazy stuff that started circulating around, I think, because I think some of them got posted on a sort of a Facebook group for the island, for people that lived on the island.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the responses I just got were so intense, and people took it so... Because, I mean, my whole idea was just to... I basically wanted to just insult the entire island. Like, you've got to just go the whole hog.
Yeah, for sure.
But the stuff I started getting back from people, it was just... It seemed like there was such a lack of awareness or humour. I just thought, God, maybe I'm actually completely right about this. And everyone on that island is just terrible.
Well, everyone's a bit of a stretch, but look, have you had much support in your campaign from other areas of New Zealand or other friends?
I've had very little support on that, I should say. I really do feel like a lone voice. There's been a couple of people that have reached out that have said, look, you've been saying what I've been thinking for years, you know, but just haven't been able to say it yet.
You never know, they might have been locals.
In general, the response has been very negative to my point of view. I'd go so far to say maybe I'm wrong if you just read the feedback.
Well, you've got to back your views. I mean, it must have been music to your ears this week to hear Jeremy Clarkson advising people not to come here.
Oh, that was a very puzzling thing, because obviously it's great when a big celebrity comes out and supports your point of view. And I mean, he's huge, you know, he's paid, God, I mean, millions per episode of his TV show. Everyone loves him. But then he's Jeremy Clarkson as well, sort of one of the worst humans on the planet. So, you know, he's sort of a bigoted, racist sort of idiot. And so I was really conflicted, because while I was great that someone was agreeing with me, I was really annoyed that it was him. So it was incredibly problematic. But I don't know. I mean, I look at that story as well, and what wound him up was that a sort of a businessman on the island had sort of just started talking about various demands that Jeremy had allegedly made. And so it all came back to someone on Waiheke just sort of being, I don't know, just not on. You know, he should have kept quiet about his clients' requests and that sort of thing, because, you know, he runs a professional business. So maybe it all just came back to a local just having to maybe, you know, not doing the right thing.
Well, you've got a bit of a high profile, or higher profile here in New Zealand. If you were sort of marooned over here like Jeremy Clarkson was, what do you reckon your celebrity demand would be? What would you be calling for the chopper to go and fetch?
I'd just be needing a chopper to get me out of there, I've got to be honest.
I really knew you were going to say that, actually.
or some sort of kayak, and I could just kayak away, you know?
Yeah. Well, are you going to come over this summer? Are you going to come over and give it another try? I mean, I saw on a couple of your posts, you've had some offers of accommodation. Barry from Onatangi.
I've got some friends that live over there that have also offered me room to stay in and try it out. I'm open to the idea. I got a couple of sort of "we'll kill you if you ever come over to the island" responses on some of the articles I'd written. So
really?
I have to keep, you know, maybe wear a bit of a cap or sort of some sort of disguise, maybe a fake moustache, something like that. But I'm definitely open to coming over. I'm always open to changing my mind. But I just think I have to be very careful in the way I do it.
Jeez. Good. What would make it a little bit better for you? I mean, is it less people, or it might be better for you to come here in winter when there's less of this sort of party crowd?
I think the people on Waiheke, I think you just need to get a little bit of a sense of humour and just be a little bit less defensive. You know, I was so surprised at how seriously everyone, I mean, you seem great, I've got to be honest, you seem great, you're not angry, you're an open-minded man. But there was a lot of people that just took stuff so seriously. And I think when someone, I don't know, it's like when someone insults Hamilton or Gore or Waiheke, I think you can't, if someone's sort of insulting an entire island, you probably shouldn't take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But people did. Like, people really, passionate people on Waiheke Island. Very passionate. And it's like I'd insulted their newborn child or something.
So lighten up Waiheke.
Back, they just need to know, look, they think they're in a beautiful place. You know, they're misguided, but they think that, and that's great. And they just need to not take it so seriously if some idiot entertainment reporter from the mainland wants to insult it. Just get on with their lives. Don't worry about it.
So lighten up, Waiheke. That's your message.
Lighten up, Waiheke.
Yeah.
You know you've got a great thing. So just, you know, but you don't need to lash out. You know, take a breath. Take a breath. Go and look at some tuis, and it'll all be okay.
Well, thank you very much, David. I'd like to say good luck on your campaign, but I don't really want to say that. So maybe good luck on finding a different side of Waiheke sometime in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. In the meantime, I'll be taking my holidays in Hamilton.
Cheers, mate. I appreciate your time.
No worries, brother. All good. And thanks for having a sense of humour. It's all good.
So that was David Farrier, TV3 journalist. He's not such a bad guy after all. He's just having a bit of a laugh, so there's no need for death threats through Facebook or anything like that for him. And in his defence, on an unrelated sort of matter, he's a champion of current affairs in New Zealand, and is quite concerned about the lack of current affairs, or the lack of funding towards current affairs. So he's not all bad.